Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
Have you ever gotten a new car and then all of a sudden see there are lots of that type of car on the road? At least more than before you got yours? Our past experience does impact what we notice. Our beliefs also influence what we see and the meaning we give to it. If I think this policy is wrong, whatever articles you give me will reinforce my belief. We think we see reality as it is. But given that we take in 11 million bits of data at any moment in time, we go crazy if we try to process that all. So we have filters, like our past experiences, or seeing any data to reinforce existing beliefs. Well, another big thing that impacts our perception is our mood, our emotions. Dr. Lisa Feldman Barrett is a neuroscientist and psychologist and a distinguished professor at Northeastern University, where she focuses on the study of emotion. And her research and many other studies show what you see, hear, perceive is influenced by how you feel. For example, Dr. Barrett has one study where she shows a picture of a face to people. The face, which you can see on her TEDx talk, has a neutral expression. But depending on your mood, you'll see it differently. For example, if you're in a good mood, you'll see a slight smile. Bad mood, you'll see a bit of a frown. Dr. Barrett says they can fiddle with your mood in the lab, and that will affect how you interpret that face. She says those people that interview on cloudy, rainy days are not perceived as positively as if they'd interviewed for the job on a sunny day. One example I think many of us will relate to is think of a time when you were really, really happy, like newly in love or just got your dream job or recovered from an illness and you feel healthy again. Well, when I'm in that elated state, I could have a flat tire and it won't bug me. Burn dinner, oh well, no problem. We think we are mostly rational, logical beings, but we may not appreciate the full impact of emotions on our functioning. What Dr. Barrett and her colleagues are saying is feeling is believing. Our perception of the world is through emotionally colored glasses. That has served us, of course. In an article in Psychology Today by Dr. Mary Lamia, she says, quote, "Emotions serve a purpose, informing you, the operator of your body, what to do. We're constantly faced with an abundance of information that we must process, a lot of stimulation to reflect upon. You do not have the time to process all the information in a reflective fashion, but your brain processes it passively and unconsciously. If your brain comes across something it appraises as a red flag, you'll be sent a general, vague alert in the form of the feelings and the thoughts that are created by an emotion. This somewhat imprecise signal alerts you to pay attention. In this way, your emotions serve as a cueing system, an attention-directing system associated with physiological changes that can prepare you to take action. But it is also not a very smart system because it has many false alarms. There are emotional misfires. Thus, you need to evaluate your response to see if it is appropriate." Unquote. You can learn to use your emotions and your mood to your advantage. It can be a cue. Think of some time recently when you had a strong emotion. I had one the other day in a meeting. Someone was sharing her experience, and I felt defensive and knew she was wrong. One thing we can do to impact our emotional response is to take deep breaths, at least three, to relax the parasympathetic nervous system. So I took a few breaths, and with that interrupt, I could check in on my reaction. I realized it was about me feeling judged. And she was just sharing her experience. I didn't need to make it right or wrong. So my response was not defensive, which helped have a productive conversation. Based on what I'm learning about our moods and its impact on perception, it is wise to be suspicious of our own certainty. With noticing the emotion or red flags, I can get curious about what caused my reaction. And getting more aware of the limits of our perception can help all of us open up to make a broader range of choices.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt. You'll find archived editions of this show on www.bestofourselves.com.